Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Sax Therapy for Your Man, Body, and Soul. I'm your host, the Sax Therapist, right here live in the production suite. This is Stepping Out Saxy, opening up the show. Yeah, getting the rust off, y'all. Haven't been doing this all time.
Yeah, baby, Sax Therapy. Sax Therapy for Your Man, Body, and Soul.
Brand new material, haven't even been mixed yet. Check it out. Sax Therapy for Your Man, Body, and Soul. This is your host, the Sax Therapist, a little rocky start right there. Yeah, this is the second show of the season. As you can tell, I'm still knocking the rust off. And actually, I'm using a different connection. I was connecting using Skype. But according to Blog Talk Radio, using the direct connect, I believe connection is supposed to sound better. So I'm going to find out when I listen to it later. But anyway, happy to be here. Got a great show lined up for you, of course, featuring the original music of yours truly. And the guest spotlight will be on Michael Haynes, bassist Michael Haynes, right here from the Chicago area. I don't, you know, Doton, South, I don't know, the Southland is what they call it out in the South suburbs. So we'll be feature a few songs from him, as you know. Kind of changed the format a little bit. Used to do a two-hour show, went to an hour show. Now I'm down to 45 minutes, trying to find just the right combination. You know what I mean? Where I can get to, you know, get to introduce you to some of my music. I'm working on it, yeah. But what better way to get yourself out there? You know, you right here from the birthing process. And so, hey, don't let, you know, what did I say the slogan is for this season? Don't let what you can't do stop what you can do. I repeat, don't let what you can't do stop what you can do. I heard that from my mama Joanne. That's right. Very encouraging words. You know, hey, so what? You don't have the latest equipment, the latest iPhone, the latest ride, whatever you can do to make something happen. That's what you need to do. And as you know, I'm like, America, what's up? What's up? What's up with America right now? Today, man, everything is in turmoil. And people are just tripping. People, where did all this hate come from? I know now some people want to make it a black and white thing, but I don't want, you know, it's not. Well, maybe it is now. I don't know. But I think that some people that from back in the day kind of stirred up the mess. Yeah, okay. I know there are incidences of racism. Will be. But I think when people go and try to say, you know, and I know I'm picking up from where I left off last time, you know, that you got these people coming out. We're going to the cops and the white folks. Remember, it's white folks that helped get us out of slavery. They're black folks who helped put us in slavery. So, you know, going back, looking back in the day and trying to find a culprit. And yeah, America had its bad times, but America also corrected the situation. So for people, I'm tired of this country. I'm going to go live somewhere. Do you know that there are countries in Africa where black people are killing black people? Do you know there are countries in Europe where white people are killing white people? Do you know there are countries over in the Middle East where Muslims are killing Muslims? You know, in the city in Chicago, black folks killing black folks. So you see, it's not just relegated to white folks against black folks against white folks. To see what's going to happen now, you got all, you know, like Black Lives Matter and all that, and people coming out talking about the white folks. See, folks going to get tired. White folks going to get tired of this craziness. You know, and see, then you got a situation, you know, it's just like men and women. Men get tired, women get tired, and then you just got a big mess. So we need to start, I mean, really, just use your head. Just think. You know, for somebody to be so ridiculous, you know, like all of white America is trying to keep black folks down. That's not, it's not like now back in the day during slavery, even during slavery, though, it wasn't all of America. It wasn't all of white America. It was a part of America. And then you had the other part of America that was trying to correct the right, to correct the wrong. Yeah. You know what? And I hope all this talking is coming through. This is Sex Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. Yeah, I give you some thoughts from my head. I play some music for you. I know some of you want to hear some music. Some of you just like, you know, what I have to say. Some of you don't like what I have to say. You know, like people, you know, the moms in the neighborhood talking about they scared. When they sons leave out in the morning, they scared of the police. Get out of here. Barry, not to say that there's never been an incident, but come on now, I'm from the hood. I don't know anybody that was scared of the police unless they were doing something wrong. You going to cop some weed, going to cop a bag of crack, or going, you know, going to cop at the liquor store like we did in high school. We go to the liquor store and ask somebody. You know, other than that, you know, you have to stop fighting the police. If you get busted, take your lick like a man.
What you stopping me for?
Okay, I'm going to quit preaching. But what's going on in America? See, everybody wants to be a victim. Everybody, you know, I won't say everybody, but some people, you know, get to, and why not? If you tell me you're going to take care of me, man, it takes a strong man for somebody to say, you know what, I don't need you to take care of me. I'll take care of myself. You know. But, I mean, hey, it's hard to keep turning that down. You know, if there's, you know, and see, there needs to, you know, a lot of stuff has been taken out of the community where we used to help each other, look out for each other. Hey, you know, not, no, why do that when you got the government? Yeah, some people feel like they're owed an existence, right? You owe me an existence, you know? You owe me that Section 8 house. You owe me that link card, you know? You owe me that unemployment. You know, I used to be there when I was younger, but, you know. No, you know, I'm glad I was rich. You know, no, nobody owe me anything, you know? And, you know, so anyway, that's it. The show's only 45 minutes. And, you know, well, hey, it's my show. I can do what I want, play music, talk, or whatever. But I hope you enjoyed the show. If it's something you got to say, you want to make a comment, you agree, disagree, you can call in. It's 516-531-9873. It's 516-531-9873. Yeah. Y'all need to find out what's going on. Really, think about it. Think about it. Who has your... Well, who has your best interest at heart? Nobody. Okay, you need to think for yourself then. Okay, here's some music, original music from yours truly, the Sex Therapist. This is called The Court Jester, and it's like a collaboration. Now, you know, in full disclosure, I did all the saxophone melody and whatever, but I went online and bought the track, you know. Royalty free track, but I bought it and put my thing with it. So check it out. This is called The Court Jester. Check it out. Sex Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. That's original music. That was called The Page. Before that, you heard The Court Jester. And as I said, you know, in full disclosure, that's right. That's, you know, some stuff I search, man, for music that's supposed to, you know, fit. I mean, it's, I guess it's the same thing as if, you know, you got a buddy and you be like, hey, man, I got some tracks, or you got some tracks and they send you some tracks. And you put your horn with it, so that's what I did. But, you know, I bought them. So that's off of my CD called Royal Blue. You can download it at my website, thesaxtherapist.com. Have original music there. And, yeah, this is the infant stages, the infancy stages, or however you want to say it. You know, I'm just working on my music, trying to make my dream come true, trying to make a living, trying to be happy, trying to be comfortable, trying to correct the mistakes of the past, you know. You know, the mess that I have put myself in because of my actions, not because the man was keeping me down and, you know, I was up against all kind of racism and prejudice and, I mean, all the encounters I've had with the police. And believe me, I'm not trying to act like I was a hard criminal and running from the police and leading them on car chases and stuff like that. But, child support. I'm open with it. I'm taking care of it now. I mean, they make it now. You don't have no choice, man. You better take care of your business and you have to live in a box. But, you know, when I got my life together, man, you know, I had to start taking care of my past. You know, leaving a $1,000 or so gas bill, you know, electric bill, all that kind of stuff. You know, it catches up to you sooner or later if you want to, you know, live a productive and a fruitful life. You know, I feel good. I feel better. I still got issues that I need to take care of, but I feel better because, you know, like you didn't want to answer the phone. No, never look at the mail. But see, y'all, people, that's on us. That ain't on the man. That's not on the system. It's, you know, oh, it's so hard. You can't get good jobs. Well, you gotta prepare yourself. I mean, you have to learn something, and there's still no guarantee. There's no guarantee in life. You know, you have to try to make the right decisions. You have to try to make sure we have good counselors in the school to kind of guide and lead us in the right direction. And if you want to go your own way, then that's cool, too, because that's what America is all about. What's happening? Are we losing our freedom? You can't say Mr. You can't say Miss. You know, you can't say Merry Christmas. You know, what the hell is going on? You know, you got to be offended. You can't say nigga. Okay, I said it. This is, you know, you know. And it's so ridiculous, like that's changing something. If somebody doesn't like you or hate you or have bad feelings about you just because you tell them they can't say the word don't mean that they're going to love you anymore, right? They're not going to love you anymore. You know, it's what George Orwell, 1984. You know, the thought police. What's really going on? And then sometimes, you know, let's use some common sense. Some people say things, you know what they meant, but you want to make a big deal of it. But see, it's only one side. I'm going to tell you like it is. See, now on the left, if they say something wrong, do something wrong, they apologize and it's supposed to be forgiven. You say do it on the right, if you're a conservative, man, you never live it down. You know, maybe the Republicans, I'm switching. They so weak. How you had a majority and you still getting run over? You got the majority in the Senate, the majority in the House, you still getting run over. Anyway, those are just some of my thoughts of what's going on. You know, I have more thoughts, but I'm gonna tell you quite honestly, man, I'll be careful what I say because a lot of people around me don't agree with what I say, and people are mean and nasty. I can't even say I'm a Republican because they such knuckleheads. But I'm an independent conservative. You know, I ain't got like, you know, I don't believe. I understand abortion. I don't know if I'm pro-choice. I don't know. Personally, I mean, when I was younger, yeah, you know, we didn't think nothing of abortion. Oh, so-and-so is pregnant. Are you going to get an abortion? But now with the information that we know now, what do you think? You know, yeah, a woman should have a choice, but I put it like this. You can't have it both ways. If somebody shoots a pregnant woman and you charge her, the woman dies and the baby dies, you want to charge the person with a double murder. But if they get an abortion, that's not. So, I mean, it's like you can't have it both ways. You know, which is it? And if nothing else, okay, I put it like this. I do believe that, I don't know, pro-choice or not, but I do believe this. Taxpayer money should not go to abortion providers. There's a bunch of health care clinics in the hood that could use that money. They don't perform abortion. That's just some thoughts from my head. Oh, I can get the hate mail. That's just my thought. I mean, you think about it. Well, that's the thoughts from my head. I got a special guest spotlight on Michael Haynes tonight. I'm going to play some of Michael Haynes' music. Great music, great basses. I did one of his CD releases. I performed with him. Those are some of the pictures you see. You know, if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you see the pictures that scroll by while you're listening to the show, that's Michael Haynes right there on the bass guitar along with me. Love his music. So let's give it a shot and see what we got going on. Michael Haynes. This is called. Oh, I got two screens over here. This is Michael Haynes, All of Me. Check it out. Even go front. I'm just a brother trying to do what I can do. As you know, the phrase is don't let what you can't do stop what you can do. So, hey, I'm here in my what I call the production suite. I'm living my dream. I'm on the air. America, what's happening? What's going on? I thought when we elected a black president that, you know, man, it was lovely. People would change their idea of America. It is ass backwards, man. It's crazy, man. I mean, people think for yourself, man. Do you really, 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 really think that the police out to get you? Really? All you decent people, all you law-abiding citizens, even the ones that's trying to make a stop at the little dope spot and get a little something, something. Do you really think that the police are trying to get you? They want to kill you. They want to murder you. Who you going to call? Definitely not Ghostbusters. When you in a situation, you gonna call the police. Man, they call the police over here. Somebody, I think I said that on the last show. I don't even want to repeat that. But they acted a fool all out in the street. Y'all don't have nothing better to do. And blah, blah, blah. All the clips. They didn't come on their own. Somebody called them. You know? Somebody called them. See, that, you know, makes me upset. I got to talking in my soprano voice. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to, you know, kind of think about it. Yeah, there's some butthole policemen. There's a lot of butthole people. You know, I can understand when the police officer do a traffic stop and come up with his gun out. Because I know in the neighborhood I was living out, they were jumping out in the minutes, shooting at cops and running and all kind of crazy stuff. Can you blame them? What if it was your father, your husband, your brother, your son? I don't know. I'm just thoughts from my head. I know you might not like it, you know. You might be following the crowd, you know. Everybody, you know, you might be following the crowd. You know, it's cool to be protesting and talking nonsense, throwing rocks at the police and all that. You know, just use a little common sense. You know, I my mailman, I was waiting on the package, right? And I hope, you know, forgive me, you know, if it's, you know, everything is not balanced yet, new connection, we'll work on it. I'll take a listen letter and later and make some adjustments. But, you know, anyway, so I'm waiting on the package, right? I get a slip from the postman that says that my package is on 77th and Cottage Grove, right? I live in Morgan Park. That's like on the other side of town, kind of. It's still on the south side, but other side of town. So they tell me call or come, I can come pick up my package. So anyway, I go to the place. They look for the package, tell me the package is not there. They take my slip and say they'll redeliver, right? So the package is not redelivered the next day or the day after. So the mailman is walking by and I want to like ask him something about the package, you know, or whatever. He just walked past and keep walking. And I'm like, excuse me, excuse me. He keeps walking past me. Chronicles of the Sax Therapist. That's what he said. He keeps walking. I'm like, excuse me. I hit you when I come back on the other side, because, you know, it's kind of like the courtyard. So he comes back on the other side, and he keeps walking, and I come out the door again. Excuse me. I need to ask you something. Where is it? I said, can you stop for a minute? It's raining. I said, well, I wanted to ask you about a package. And if I had the package, I would have delivered it to you. You know? Man, I'm like, you know, what is that all about? Where's the customers? Where's the mutual respect? Where's the, you know, we talking about other people don't want to respect us. And this is how you act. And I, you know, like, dude, you know, like, what's wrong? And I, you know, and he starts to cuss and holler me. Bah, bah, bah. I didn't even listen. I just closed my door and came in the house and they called the post office. And my package wound up. They gave me the wrong slip. And, you know, so it was really their issue. I got my package. I don't want to make it long because it's already long. You know, but anyway, my point being how the guy acts. Crazy. Anyway, Sax Therapy for your mind, body, and soul. Just some thoughts from my head. Here's original music from my CD, The Eye Project, and this is Carl. I did this all myself on my iPhone. I did it all on my iPhone. Well, I did a little bit, you know, on my laptop. But I'm trying, you know, I'm only doing what I can do. I can't afford to go to a big studio. I know the clarity is better and this and that and that. I'm working on it, you know. I'm taking the money that I used to blow and trying to put it into doing something. But you got to start from the bottom. And you just don't hop up. And that's the only thing I didn't like about Compton movie. They didn't, you know, I guess, you know, they didn't show, like, the struggle. It's like, we're going to make a record and bam. That's, you know, I didn't like that. Sex therapy for your mind, body, and soul. Here's TTL. Check it out. Sex Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. This is your host, the Sex Therapist. Thank you so much for listening. As I said, this is the second show of the season, and we're working out the kinks. and all that. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully you heard me doing the show, because this is my first time using a direct connection. It's supposed to be hi-fi. So check it out. Check me out. It'll be, I don't know what time the show will be. Just, you know, it's if you can't listen live, listen to the archive. That's how it works. blogtalkradio.com/sex therapist. This is Sex Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of I Don't Know Why. And that's also our project. Check out my website, thesaxtherapist.com. Hope you enjoyed. Michael Haynes was the guest spotlight today, and you'll hear some more of him during the show. All right, check it out. I'm out of here. Therapy for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. Trey LaTerre Productions.